And it's fishing. That's all it was to it. He hit me on that ankle, and it wasn't nothing but skin, and it bled a little, and I was in the water, and it washed, if he put any poison in that, it washed it right out. I didn't ever even think. And didn't pay it no attention.
Different. You know anybody actually be killed by being bitten by a snake?
No, I never did.
I think it seems to be a lot of talk about that, but I've never known anybody that's been killed by a snake either. I don't think they're really big danger.
I used to pop the heads off.
Yeah?
Catch a mox and put a stick on his head and get him with a tail and swing him around about twice. Pop that hand off like a bull whoop.
Yeah.
I did it one time though, and he come in a coil and brushed the back of my neck as he come around. His back hit my neck, though it wasn't his fangs that he'd have killed.
Yeah.
I ain't picked up no snakes since.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I was playing with dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty dangerous. What's the most dangerous thing I've ever done? Probably that.
I've been in some pretty tight corners. Always been lucky enough to come out smelling like a lily. Mm-hmm. Going to Florida once and old Jurin automobile talking about my star. It was a kind of an outlandish outfit, and this Jordan was too. A pretty good old car on.
Yeah.
And it happened, we were approaching the outskirts of Jacksonville, and that time you had to cross a railroad track. And there was a freight train passing, the engine was running a half mile up the line there out of sight. We couldn't see no lights nowhere.
Yeah.
Driving along pretty pit and all, everybody was sleeping, me piled up in the back seat and the front seat asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving. I happened to see these cars running across between me and a light way down the street, and I could see a flash as each car went by.
Uh-huh.
And just before I got there, I saw I was looking at a freight.
Uh-huh.
I hit down on my brakes, no brake.
Uh-huh.
It was an old type car on, it had a shift. I threw it clutch in and throwed it in reverse and turned short and turned sideways. I stopped it, but I was heading with some scared passengers. I woke them up in that freight rumbling by. Rumbling by, and them lights, you could see the light every time the car, they was flying by. If it hadn't went in reverse, I think I'd have piled right into it, because I didn't have time to turn, thoroughly turn. I stopped before I got to it. And that thing sounded like I'd hit a train when I got it in reverse. That was the days of mechanical brakes. The first hydraulic brake I ever seen, I was Orlando, Florida on North Orange Avenue, driving a Model T truck loaded with street brakes, 9 pounds apiece, and about 300 of them on there. You know, Model T was a pretty light truck.
Mm-hmm.
I had that thing loaded to the gills and count them out to unload them. And at the time, they had come out with this Chrysler Roadster, a little low car, you know. You remember, you've seen the pictures of them. 1927 or somewhere along that model Chrysler. And that thing run up to a traffic light down North Orange Avenue and squatted under that light. It changed right sudden, and he just squatted. And there I was coming on that load of brake right behind him on that Model T, and no brakes hardly to start with. I hit that Chrysler and knocked him about half across the street. And I had brakes stacked up behind me, and it pushed me over the foot and covered me up in brakes. looking like the abominable snowman hurrying out from under that pile of bricks. I had a few scratches, but it didn't hurt.
Did anybody in the other car
get hurt? No, just bounced him on across the street. There wasn't too much traffic. The light just happened to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had his back bumper. They built them with good bumpers on them, them days.
Yeah.
Kind of a spring to them. You'd hit one and knock it on off.
Yeah.
I used to run into them perfect to see them jump. Especially if I knew the guy, I'd run up behind him, slip up there and give him a whang.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't do that now.
No, you'd have $1,000 damage suit.
Yeah.
And back then you can hardly bend a fender.